What's good, guys? Welcome to the Out of Pocket Podcast. Let me talk to ya. So I want to start with Starfield. That was the big release that came out not too long ago, September 6th. There was early access. There's people online that were waiting for this game for years and started groups on Facebook, which I'm on a part of a few of them. And everybody was anticipating this game so much. And now people are beating the game. People beat the game multiple times before it officially dropped. They were beating it in the early access, and everyone was posting all of the progress, the spoilers, all this. I still want to play this game really bad. It's a great game. It's the first new IP from Bethesda in like 25 years. So it's the beginning of a whole new franchise with all new lore. I'm still waiting to get into it. I'm still waiting to start it. I did somewhat start it. I created my character. I don't know if it finished or saved. I have an Xbox One. That's the only way I'm able to play. So you can stream the game from the cloud with the Xbox Ultimate Game Pass, because you can't buy the game for Xbox One. And it's not available for PlayStation 5. It's really only available for the next gen Xbox, which is $500, and I already bought a PS5 for about that much last year for Christmas, so I'm not in a hurry to get a brand new Xbox, especially since I need a job. So I'm trying to play it on the Xbox One. As I was doing it, the lag was just despicable. It was really just almost not worth it. So I stopped in my tracks and bought an Ethernet cable, 40 GPS. And I wanted to try a hardwired connection. And now, when I tried to play it, the controller hasn't been used in so long, at least a couple of years, the controller died. I tried charging it nonstop for days. It's still very much dead. It won't work. I don't know if it's the battery in it or what, but I think I need to just buy a new controller if I'm gonna get to play this game. So that's next on the agenda. The game is not allowing me to stream either. I don't know if that's like, it's not allowing me to stream to Twitch. Now, I'm guessing that's because it's an Xbox Ultimate Game Pass game, so I don't technically own it. I don't know. I'm thinking that's it. I'm not sure. But regardless, I still am trying to play that game. It's going to be a great game. Which leads me down the path of why it's a great game, because it's an RPG based in space. And with that being said, there's also No Man's Sky out and The Outer Worlds, two games which I never played, and I definitely want to get my hands on No Man's Sky, and I want to get some new games going, because in the rotation all I'm playing is Fallout 76, Fortnite, occasionally Call of Duty. I mean, I wanted to get into GTA 5. I still have it. I've tried to play the story. I just get stuck at parts of it and just stop playing. But yeah, I don't have too many games that I get into like that. That's why I was really looking forward to Starfield as well. Oh, and one more game. Let's just talk about games. There's another game out that's actually exclusive to PS5, which I could get. Baldur's Gate 3. And that's a Dungeons and Dragons type of RPG. That's something I really want to check out as well. So I'm wondering what everyone else is playing. What are you guys playing? Are you playing any of the games I mentioned? Let me know. Maybe we can party up. Another thing I wanted to talk about today was, why do people get mad when they play the games? As I'm playing Fortnite and rage if I lose. Which happens a lot, especially if I die fast in a game with no eliminations. But that caused me to look up, why do video games make people angry? And I found an article, and I wanted to get a little bit into it, but I don't want to read the whole thing, and I just wanted to kind of highlight one part of it. But this one is what I think applies to me. Frustration from issues in real life manifests as anger in video games. Video games can cause alexithymia. Alexithymia? Something like that. So, let's see. Frustration. Okay, some people play the game to escape their problems, basically. Escapism, as they call it. even if it's just a kid playing games because they're bullied at school, so they're just trying to immerse themselves somewhere. Maybe some other ones want to escape academic failures at school and are just like want to unwind. But when you play a game to escape real life problems, like some of us, and you start to lose, there's a feeling of failure. And that's the same feeling that basically they're trying to escape by starting, so it bubbles up again. And then they get frustrated when the games are failing to help them, like escape the cruelty of reality. Because as I always say, reality bites.
Reality
They
bites.
reality
They
bites.
reality.
And this in turn though activates the ego and it well, their ego gets activated and it creates a narrative that like they're not the failure, it's not their fault. And that's why people will be like, "Oh, I'm gonna report this player for hacking, for cheating, for aimbot." It's a real thing. It's like, why are you reporting them? Because they're cheating. How? Aimbot. How? Because they shot me. They one shot me while I was in midair. Something like that. Does that make sense? It's because video games can make you angry by suppressing emotions. Another one. One of the main reasons they make you angry is that they suppress emotions. Well, I just wanted to touch on that topic because it was pertinent to the current events of my gaming. I just want to end with some of a new site that I found. Check out these lovely stories from Oddity Central. Straight married man wears Lolita style women's clothes to work every day. A 36-year-old former computer program and cosplay enthusiast has been getting a lot of attention on social media in China for his decision to wear flamboyant, feminine Lolita style dresses and makeup to work every day. This man, he's been wearing cosplay garments on a daily basis and spends hours putting on makeup before going to work. His wife apparently loves it and approves and helps. I'm looking at a couple pictures and he looks like a legit woman. However, I'd have to say he's kind of out of pocket for that. Man drowns after being pushed off of ferry for arriving too late. And this happened in Greece on the Mediterranean Sea. This man came to the boat late. It occurred in the Piraeus Harbor close to the Greek capital of Athens. CCTV footage shows a man running down a ramp of the Blue Horizon ferry boat just as it's getting ready to leave the port. And it's still connected to dry land, but two crew members tried to stop him from coming on board, and the boarding ramp retracts, and the man just falls into the gap, into the water. At this point, the crew does nothing to help him, and the man's clearly struggling, and the boat continues its merry little way to the island of Crete before being ordered to return to Piraeus by the port authorities. Pina, a chicken from a no-kill farm in Michigan, is the world's oldest living chicken at 21 years, 156 days and counting. Chickens have an average lifespan of like 5 to 8 years, but Peanut has been crowned the world's official oldest chicken by the Guinness Book. You can find him in the Guinness Book at the age of 20 years and 272 days. Since then, now she hit 21 years. She's the oldest chicken in history, but this chicken was supposed to have been, well, let's just say she almost never existed. 21 years ago, the owner was getting ready to throw a batch of rotten-looking eggs out into an alligator pond, but heard a little chirp from inside. And the rest's history. And then, my friend, the rest is history. All right. I think I just want to end that. I just wanted to do a quick episode here. Out of Pocket gives me a little more leeway to give some more chit chat, but Black Helicopter News, we're restructuring everything. And just watch. All right, I'm going to take off. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, cheers.
This is very, very.
Thank you.